Blog Talk Radio.
You are now listening to The Soul Connection on Blog Talk Radio. It's spirituality simplified, conversations on conscious living, featuring your hosts, Bettina Goodwin and Eric Cerrone.
Well, hello, everybody. Hello, Bettina. How are you?
Hello, Eric. Hello, everyone. I'm doing great. Doing great.
Great to hear. Good. Good. How's your week been?
My week has been interesting, as always, and busy, very busy. I got to the point of being slightly overwhelmed, but I sat down and wrote a list, and that always works for me. I can see it on paper what I have to do, and I'm not creating some huge story in my head about having more to do than actually needs to be done. So I'm good. And I had a really cool experience in the grocery store today. They were playing Christmas music. I love Christmas music. I think everybody already knows that. But they were playing Christmas music, and I was walking around doing my grocery shopping, singing Christmas songs and whatever was playing, and probably dancing just a bit. And a lady came up to me with a big smile, and she said, "It's so lovely to see someone so happy." And I'm so glad that you're feeling so happy. And I thought, well, that's so nice for her to notice and to sort of engage. But also it sort of spoke to me about how many people, when you go out grocery shopping, when you look around, nobody's smiling. And so obviously she had noticed, you know, that too in the past. And so it was really nice that she sort of took notice and commented on it. So we had a little conversation and went on our merry way. So that was kind of cool. I always think that's kind of cool, you know, when you just strike up a conversation with a stranger and it's based on something cheerful and more positive. Especially at this time of year when it can be worse.
Yeah. I think it's wonderful to acknowledge it, you know, to kind of cement it into the experience of the day, you know, to acknowledge our own happiness when we're feeling it, you know, to kind of become the watcher, create the gap, as you always say, and kind of stamp it in as that. I was feeling really great. I was feeling really happy today when I was grocery shopping, for example, you know. And I think it's also even more beautiful when we can acknowledge it in another, and it becomes a shared experience, like this stranger, older woman who, you know, then you had this moment of just gratitude and appreciating, you know, how beautiful life can be, you know, just doing the mundane, you know, getting our groceries and going out and about doing our business. And I do think it's really beautiful. I love the expression, you know, the idea that we couldn't see in others what wasn't already present in ourselves. And I believe that's really, you know, another way of saying like begets like. You know, when happy people see the happiness in other people, and angry people see the angry in other people, and it forms our model of the world, and it's so amazing because it's all within our own power. You know, it's all within our own power to be happier, to choose, you know, our highest vibration at any moment, and then how that just attracts to you like people who are vibrating at the same energy level. And it's a really, really wonderful way to create and expand your social circles, is by taking care of you first, and then you just attract that which you want to be. So just be what you want to be, and then your outside world really begins to start manifesting as a reflection of that. And I think just a simple example in the grocery store is such a powerful example of that premise at play.
Yeah, something small but very simple, but also very powerful, that whole idea of the world is a mirror image of what's happening inside you. And I think I have a lot of stuff to do. I got a lot going on in the next couple of days, and I was getting stressed about it, but then I just, you know, I thought, what gets done gets done. I can't do more than I can do, and I cheated a bit and said a little prayer to stretch time, and I seem to be getting a lot done in a short period of time without feeling stressed or overwhelmed or pushed. So there is something to that being in the, what A Course in Miracles calls the holy moment, just being in the moment and doing what's in front of you right now, right here, right now. And there's no reason why you can't be happy about it, right? I had to go to the grocery store. I was happy, you know. And I think you can be happy even when you're doing something that you don't like particularly, because you're in the moment of it and you're not thinking about how you want to get away from it or how you want to be doing something else. This is what's in front of you. This is what you're doing. And if you want, you can let it take you away from your happiness, but you don't have to.
Yeah. You know, I like how all this is really indicative of like a really, really big spiritual idea. You know, the idea that in the present moment, there's no problem, there's no issue, as long as we can stay present. And from something as small as, you know, finding a tool that works for you, and, you know, making a list when you have so many things that, you know, are on your mind and you have to do, and it becomes this big cloud and it kind of weighs you down and you can't seem to escape it. And just the simple tool of writing down a list sometimes helps us get back to the moment, because we understand, our logical brain can understand that we can only do one thing on the list at a time. And then if we can chunk it down into little pieces that we can just attend to in the moment, then all of a sudden the big cloud disappears because our focus is no longer being put on it. And again, it's another example of just us creating our own internal world and how incredible it can be when we, take back the power that the ego stole from us and started making this huge big story about how we're overwhelmed and how we can't get possibly done. And then what does that mean? Does it mean I'll fail doing this task and maybe I won't get this one done, and then this person will be disappointed, and then this first person won't think I'm so awesome as I really am. And then you start having this whole web of all these tangents just fork out like lightning, and it all serves to make us feel like crap. And you can't accomplish 18 things at once, but you can do one, you know? And while you're doing one, it makes it really easier to do it lovingly and in a great place, and then also attract new stranger friends in the process. And what a better way to live life than to, you know, grip that grocery cart, handlebar strong, and then, you know, rush through your groceries and feel the whole stress during the whole, like, 25-minute process. And then you get into a line and you're, like, really concerned about finding a line with two people rather than four. And, you know, then you're short line, somebody's taking longer than they should, or somebody's trying to use cash or pay, and, you know, exactly. And then you just, it's just this snowball that goes down a hill. And the whole thing is that, well, all that is true, but it's because we made it to be true inside of our own heads, you know, and we can choose to take back that power and reclaim our personal power and do things one at a time and do what's right in front of us. And it feels a whole heck of a lot better. And what a beautiful way to live a day than the alternative.
Yeah, I think it's really great that what you just did there was gave a voice to the ego when you were describing, you know, how we get so caught up in, you know, everything that's going on and how much we have to do. And just the way you went through that, it was like, it was perfect, because it was just giving a voice to what goes on in our head all the time and what we believe. Like, it's not so much that's going on in our head, because it is going to go on in our head. But when we start to believe it, when we start to get pulled in by it, when we start to get dragged down by it, that's when it becomes a problem for us. And so I think it's really cool for people to be able to notice what's going on. And that's, you know, that's the whole key, is the awareness of what's going on and the fact that we're following it and the fact that we're listening and creating story after story based on these thoughts that are whipping through our head that we are so attracted to. That was a great illustration of it. And don't get me wrong, earlier in the week, that's exactly where I was at, you know. But the thing is that you learn, you get to that point where you recognize that there's a better way, and you don't want to be in that space any longer than you have to. Yeah, you still go there, but you don't want to be there any longer than you have to, because you know what's on the other side of it. And so you look for ways to be more aware. You look for ways to bring yourself out of that ego-centered thinking and bring yourself back into alignment with the universe, with your source, with who you really are. And that's the joy of it. And that's when you feel the joy no matter what you're doing or what's going on, the eye of the storm. And you know, I mean, it's something that's a really big issue for me is this whole thing about not having enough time. And just what I'm realizing through my studies with the Enneagram and how my character type is pretty greedy with time and energy, funny enough. And I have to say, I do go to that place. And so last week, when I was doing my meditation, I asked for send me what needs to be sent me, even if I complain about the time and energy thing and how I need that time and energy for myself, because I have way too much of that. And I want to be open to giving more time and energy of myself to other people. And you know, it's a way to connect. It's a way to relate to people and communicate. So, you know, my little prayer was very nice. And I thought it would bring me to a wonderful place. But it took me on a little detour. So you really have to be careful what you wish for. Because it's not always going to come in the form wrapped up with a little bow like you want it to. Most times it has to take you through the darkness before it takes you to the light. And the stuff just piled on me. I mean, every single day I was tied up with helping someone with something, and then next thing you know, my day was gone because it took, you know, that much time to help this person out. And by the end of the week, I was, you know, thinking, wow, I get it that this is my lesson, but boy, I'm kind of sorry and glad at the same time that I asked for the lesson. But, you know, it didn't come in the form I thought it would, but it came in a form that really taught me what I needed to learn. And so I've been working through that this week. And, you know, finally, yesterday and today, really coming to terms with it and getting to that place where I recognize that I make a much bigger deal of it than it really is. And, you know, that whole thing you're saying about you can only do one thing at a time, and if things don't get done, it's not the end of the world. And, you know, all those things. And really, how much time do I need for myself to do the things that I want to do? And, you know, ultimately hermiting myself away from the world. I don't want to be in that space anymore. I don't want to be introverted to the point of, you know, hiding out. I really want to go out into the world and be with people and connect and really build relationships. So this is a step in that direction. I was a bit long-winded, but that's kind of part of my week.
No, I love it. I love that you're able to take us through the you know, the arc of the week and how, you know, we wish for things how sometimes when they arrive, we even resent the things that we actually wished for. And I think that's really interesting. And I think the way that we get out of that is by communication with ourselves, you know, and spending that time to really look, you know, at what happened and to use that self-compassion in a way to help dissipate how much stress and anxiety we carry when we feel like we're doing something and we've bitten off more than we can chew, or that we're overcommitted to things. And I think that's something that we all go through. And I know it's something that we talk about, you know, even personally, even outside of this show, about how that's something, you know, being greedy with time energy. I know that that's something that we both feel and we're both susceptible to as an easy trigger in life. And then we go and, you know, some of our maladaptive behaviors when it comes to having those feelings and how it can rob us of happiness in this life. And I think you spoke to it all and how it all kind of plays out. And I love, you know, even as we get through, you know, the halfway point of the show, and how we use regular everyday examples to illustrate the power of some of these tools and some of this, you know, spirituality and the way of thinking and relating with ourselves in a way that can really lighten our energy, and then therefore, when we lighten our energy, you know, attract like energy to us, like at the grocery store. I think it's actually a full circle to be made. But I know that you did want to talk also about be careful what you wish for, and you spoke to a little piece of that earlier, but I was wondering more so in how you meant that when you set the intention for the show.
Sure. Okay, so just as I described, early last week, I asked for the lesson of, I didn't really, I guess, put in the form of ask for a lesson, but I asked for help to move through this sort of greediness with time and energy that I was noticing in myself and realizing how it was holding me back. For instance, wanting to have more clients, wanting to be able to work with more people, and then realizing that that was all well and good to wish for that, but in the background, I was kind of stymieing at that because I had this little but saying, but only if it doesn't take too much of my, but I only want to work, you know, 3 days a week, or only if it doesn't take up too much of my time. Well, I started noticing that, and so I asked for that lesson. So I thought the universe would send me more clients, right? Because that's what I was asking for, but really I wasn't. I was asking for the lesson of generosity of time and energy. So what happened? My personal life became, like I said, bang, bang, day after day after day, for like 5 days straight. Somebody needed me to help them with something or go somewhere with them or doctor's appointments or tests or different things that people asked for my support, which, you know, I should feel honored that they've chosen me to be their support person. But I don't often look at it that way because being a nice little five on the Enneagram, I like my time alone and I really have to have that balance. But what I'm realizing now is I really don't need the balance the way I formulated it in my head, that the balance, it doesn't have to be, well, I've spent a whole day with this person, now I need a whole day to myself. It doesn't have to be that, that kind of a balance. It has to be that I'm, even when I'm doing for someone else, I am totally connected to who I am and to my loving presence. And that's where the disconnect was. So the universe is saying, okay, well, you wanna, and then the lesson I said, you know, in the prayer I said, please send me clients, whether I complain about time and energy or not, because I want to get past this. And the universe said, well, that's just not the way I'm gonna do it for you. we're gonna send you a lesson that's going to really hit home. And it did. It really did hit home. So whereas I thought the lesson would be a nice little tidy package wrapped up in a bow of I was going to get more clients and, ooh, yippee, hooray for me, and make some more money and everything would be great. And the universe says, you're not going to learn anything from that nice little bright package wrapped up in a bow. You need something that's really going to show you the lesson. And you've asked for it, so we're giving it. And that's what I mean. Like, we often pray or ask for help from spirit or universe or God or whoever it is that is a bigger power than us that resonates with us. We ask for help, but then we have an expectation of how that help is going to arrive. And sometimes when it doesn't arrive in that nice little box with the bow, we miss it completely because it doesn't come in the form that we're expecting. So it really helps to, when you ask, recognize It might not come in the form that you are expecting, and to be open to all your experiences, because they will probably show you the lesson. Whether you like it or not, it's going to come in the best way for your higher good, for your personal growth, for you to go deeper into yourself and find that loving presence and come out on the other side. And it's amazing how it happens when you're really open and you really pay attention. I could have been sitting there saying, well, I asked for help and I didn't get it because I still didn't get any clients, but I didn't. I saw the irony. I saw the lesson loud and clear, because I really, really wanted to get past this. I really wanted to learn this lesson. And if you really, really want to learn the lesson, you will be open to whatever form it shows itself to you.
Yeah. Boy, there's a lot to respond to there. I think I'll focus on that. When you say, you know, when you talk about how we wish for something and then it came, and it, the opportunity for what it is we were going to get from the thing we wished for comes in a different form. How important it is to see the irony in that, and we could do a whole show on see the irony, and I think I'm going to store that away for another time, because I think it's a terrific topic, and I think if even just as you said it, and as you were going through it, you know, basically describing that before you summarized it as seeing the irony and the hilarity that is life, and the hilarity that is being a human and being able to pull yourself from your experience and pull the power back from your ego and be able to look at what's actually going on and how it's every moment is perfect. Save for the fact that we resist most of it. It's absolutely hilarious. And I think that there's so much learning that can be done in those moments where we haven't seen irony, and then that aha moment where we realize it was exactly what it was that we needed the whole time. It just didn't appear in the way that we thought it would, and therefore we spent days or weeks or years of our life resisting it and pissing ourselves off about the whole thing, and it was right in front of us the whole time. And I think that's a hilarious concept, and one that is just so powerful when we realize that it's happening all the time, and one that can really help us reclaim our power to get ourselves back into the space of loving presence and of embracing and acceptance and truly, you know, all these ways that bring us right back to love in a matter of seconds. And I think it's a wonderful example. And in a way, I'm sorry you had to go through a whole week like that to come away with this packet of wisdom.
Yeah. Well, I could laugh about it now, but I was coaching earlier.
Not on Tuesday. No.
And then you gotta realize God has a sense of humor, so why can't you? You know what I mean? Like,
no. Yeah, you have to elevate yourself in that regard.
God doesn't want us to suffer, really.
we're using up all of our time here, and it would be fantastic if coming off of that we could finish off with one of your guided meditations. I think that would be a perfect way to send us off into the weekend.
Absolutely. That went so fast. Okay. Let's take a deep breath and close our eyes. And as you breathe, allow yourself to relax into that place that you create for yourself, where you feel safe and protected, comfortable, loved, and at peace. And in this space, you experience the sights and the sounds and the smells and the touch of everything around you. And you experience them fully, and you're present with every experience. And as you breathe, you relax into this moment, no matter what this moment brings. Because whatever happens in this moment, we can always deal with. We can always cope with. Our fear lies in looking at the future and the idea that we may not be able to cope. But when it happens, when we get that lesson that we didn't think we asked for, or when something comes up that's unexpected, or when we have a to-do list that's a mile long, we can breathe into the moment. We can touch that holy instant in which we are fully present, where time does not exist, and that we just do what's in front of us with purpose, with presence, and with the background feeling of love and contentment, and knowing that all is in divine order, that the world is turning, it will turn tomorrow, and you will go on. Breathing into this idea. Let this season that can be so stressful be one of joy, of true joy, not of wishing for joy or wishing for joy on for other people, but actually feeling and experiencing joy and peace and love. And that wonderful feeling of kindness to all your brothers and sisters in this world. But most of all, to express that kindness and compassion, that love, and that peace to yourself. Because without that within you, without that knowledge of what is inside you, there is no way that you will see it in the world. Be what you want to see in the world. If you want to see love and peace and joy and kindness, be love and peace and joy and kindness. Feel it within you and allow it to express itself in the world. And from that place, you will feel the joy and the peace and the wonderful place that this world is, in all its flaws, with all its mistakes, you will see the perfection of this world. And then when you're ready, wiggle your fingers and your toes and bring yourself back to the world.
Thank you, Bettina. It is such a great reminder just how beautiful it is to be a human and be able to have this incredibly complex and wonderful experience.
Yeah, it is pretty great, isn't it?
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us this week, and we'll see you all again next.
Have a great week, everyone.
For joining us today on The Soul Connection. Eric Cerrone is a spiritual thinker, listener, and coach. To find out more about Eric, you can go to intelligentoasis.com. Bettina Goodwin is the creator of The Wise Man's Way. The Wise Man's Way, heart-centered living for the modern urban man. For information on products and services, including workshops, group meetings, and one-on-one counseling, please go to thewisemansway.ca. And for more information on living an authentic life, to learn more about Bettina's offerings as a spiritual counselor and Reiki master, please visit thesoulconnection.ca. Thank you for tuning in to The Soul Connection.